a good song. It ain't no big thing.
Is this from the 16 Candles soundtrack?
Yeah. Yes. After the Sylvester Stallone track we played a couple weeks ago, this one really going to get take us off to the next level.
I bet our fans are clamoring for more opening music.
She's wearing a jacket.
Patches.
And if you were cool, you had the patches. I never had a patches. I just had a dune jacket.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like dancing with you.
All right, I've had enough of you already.
All right.
What exactly is that?
That's Lita Ford, Kiss Me Deadly.
Why are we playing that?
Because I want you to kiss me. Oop. Deadly.
Frank at the biggest redneck songs of the 80s. I have to rank it up there. It's...
Oh, thank you. Kiss Me Twice.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I was having this difficulty hearing Tony. I just wanted to hear
him.
Okay,
well,
better.
Now I've turned it off.
I appreciate that. Thank you. So there was really no reason to play that song?
Other than that I like it.
Something wrong with you.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to
I wish
see you as
why
well,
don't you move?
Jeremy.
Why don't you move to
hey,
hell,
good remember? To see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Radio for Winners, another episode. Tony, Jeremy, and Don. I feel like Don doesn't like to be called Cherokee Don any longer. I get the feeling like whenever I say Cherokee Don or the Red Crow, Don immediately gives a look of disdain among hearing that.
I don't mind it. I feel like you're making fun of me.
No.
No, we
I thought Cherokee Don was respectful, you. But the Red Crow may have been a little too far.
I feel very disrespected. Why am I still on this show?
Another week, gentlemen. Another episode. And I got to tell you, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm bitter. And I'm fat. I am still fat.
So we're all a little fat, except for Don.
No.
But I'm pretty fat.
Do you mean to do this part now?
Yeah, if you want to.
I mean, because this is what really kind of makes me fat. When I hear this type of stuff. I never needed anyone. Have you seen these? And having
lunch was just that is the Wendy's ad. Don't wanna be with the red-haired new Wendy.
Yeah.
Sexy Wendy.
But she's been around for a while.
Her sexy or annoying?
Annoying! Wendy's pretzel
bun is see, I...
Or a little combination of both.
Yeah, I'd say a good combination of both. I mean, you know, she's sexier than the old Wendy.
I just want to rub some patties on her tits.
Whoa.
Wow.
That already took a
rub
turn.
Some patties. Some beef patties on those titties.
They're trying. They made her sexy Wendy.
But I've talked about these commercials before.
You said you didn't like them.
I said I didn't like the ones with the new Wendy because she's very annoying. But then they started launching these ones with the songs. That wasn't me. That was the audio built in. I told you that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Tony's already turned his microphone off. He's going to bed.
So she's singing Mr. Big about a pretzel bun. By the way, that audio is part of the song.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
But I like the pretzel bun.
I get it. But are those songs making you rush out to get a pretzel bun?
No. The songs are annoying. But it is sexy Wendy singing them. So I kind of want a pretzel bun.
Let me ask you a question. Does this song make you want to go out and buy something? I like big crust and I cannot lie.
Other crust lovers can't deny. When a fat bread comes out with a big bubble crust and filling this is terrible.
I got to tell you, it actually does put me in the mood for stuffed crust. Fat breads
are on the rise. This is like recorded in a garage. That's an actual Macaroni Grill commercial.
Well, first off, who's eating at the Macaroni Grill? Nobody.
Nobody.
No one's eating that.
I hope their stock plummets.
Just for that.
Just for that. I mean, who sits in a production meeting and says, this is a great idea, let's do it? Let's see if we can re-dig up Sir Mix-a-Lot again for the 9,000th time and make a commercial about a bubble crust.
Now, do you like
that 1-800 Macaroni Grill and kick them nasty bubble crust thoughts?
Well, we should let you just make up the whole thing.
I might as well have.
Do you like stuffed crust?
It's not stuffed crust. It's a bubble crust.
What does that even mean?
That means that their crust has a bubble edge. I'm giving them too much play right now. I'm a little hot under the collar.
Cherokee Don, the Red Crow, is throwing it down tonight.
Not real happy with her.
If you had to power rank, Don, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, and I'm trying to think, Hardee's. By the way, they have a Hardee's like red burrito down here. I've never heard of this.
What is a red burrito?
I have no idea. It's just called Hardee's like red burrito. And it's like apparently it's a Hardee's. I guess it's like a Chipotle type thing. I don't know. I have to look into it. But I saw a sign. I was like, that's weird. It's not like a promotion for burritos. It's actually called Hardee's like red burrito.
He'll eat a chicken salad sandwich at a gas station, but he's not going to stop in at a Hardee's that's got red burrito.
He'll eat Thai food at a gas station.
I'm not a big Hardee's fan. Never have been. I don't like the Fixin's bar.
That's Roy Rogers.
But the Hardee's and Roy Rogers were for a while the same company. Okay. I think that Hardee's has split off again. Here's the, because now Hardee's the same as Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.
So that's a tough question, Tony. You can't really just power rank. I have to power rank in two different categories. You got breakfast food and not breakfast food. Because if you do not breakfast food, I wouldn't put Hardee's even close to the top of the list. But if you're talking breakfast food.
I'd have McDonald's as number one.
For breakfast food?
Yeah. Absolutely. No. I wouldn't. Burger King's not up there. Burger King's disgusting for breakfast, at lunch, and dinner. But a terrible place. I don't understand how that place is even open.
At Burger King?
Yeah. I like the croissant sandwich.
I do like the croissant sandwich.
So let's talk about breakfast food first, because that's the most important. If you're going to talk about ranking these fast food chains.
Are we ranking three or four?
Five.
Five?
Five.
I don't know Wendy's, if I can name five.
McDonald's.
Hold on. Let me write these down.
Really? Wendy's, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Burger King. And Hardee's.
That's four.
And for breakfast, let's go ahead and throw in the Taco Bell.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I haven't had
the Taco Bell breakfast yet, but I'm assuming, Jeremy, with your diet that you have eaten.
Actually, I didn't because one of our listeners, Rindis Ronstadt, has been there to the Taco Bell.
What a shocker. Rindis Ronstadt is a big guy. He's a big guy.
But apparently it's a terrible breakfast.
There's a guy who's good to a doctor as well.
Hey, Jeremy, you just pricked your finger. Why is it not bleeding? It's bleeding in clumps.
It's just gravy. I suck it out. It's good. So I would not try the Taco Bell. So let's just go ahead and go down to four.
Didn't Rindis Ronstadt have like a bacon party for his birthday?
It's called Bacon
year?
Fest. And yes, everything has to have bacon in it.
I would like to go to that, I think.
Well, I think he hasn't had one in the last couple of years because he was dying. But we are going to – there will probably be another one at some point, and I will let you know. I'm sure he will invite you.
I can host it here.
We can host Bacon Fest at the Beat Lab.
That'd be fine.
All right.
Wait a minute. He doesn't like my mural.
He can watch from outside. Everyone else can come in and have some bacon.
That's
so
fine.
Let's cut Taco Bell out then, because none of us have had it, so it's not fair to rank it.
All right, no Taco
Bell.
Of
the four for breakfast, I would go Hardee's number one.
I don't know if I've had a Hardee's breakfast.
McDonald's number two,
mm-hmm.
Burger King number three, and you got to put Wendy's as four. They don't sell breakfast.
All right, I'm going to go with McDonald's number one. That sausage, egg, and cheese lures you in. It's so delicious on a McMuffin, and then you want to get a second one. But getting a second one, dangerous, dangerous decision.
Well, no, because right now it's buy two for $3, so you get the two.
It's you might as well just find the closest porta potty and just sit there all day. So you got
more of a heart attack. That's what I was doing when I had two sausage egg McMuffins every day for a month.
Either way, a McDonald's one. I'm going to go with BK two, and then I don't think I've had one at Wendy's.
Wendy's, they don't normally
and
sell
breakfast. I don't know if I've had it at Hardee's, I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Hardee's is good because they have the cinnamon raisin biscuits.
Okay.
They're glazed. They're like little donuts. And their biscuits are far superior to the McBiscuit. Tony?
The McBiscuit. Okay, Tony.
I just realized we didn't include Chick-fil-A. Now, I say that because their breakfast is superior as well as their customer service. But if we're going to keep them off the list, you got McDonald's, a high seed for number one. I don't think there's anything that beats McDonald's. Then you have basically just a tie for horrible. You have Burger King, which I wouldn't honestly wish a Burger King breakfast on my worst enemy.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It's
they have
disgusting.
The little tater tots, like the little circle tots, right?
Yeah, they have circle tots.
I like the circle tots.
How do you not like the croissant sandwich?
Could we put
because it doesn't taste like something that you're supposed to eat. It's absolutely terrible.
Could we put Chick-fil-A on there? Because I would put Chick-fil-A as number one.
You would say Chick-fil-A has the best breakfast. Yes. I would say you're wrong because Bojangles has the best breakfast.
Bojangles, very big down here. I've still not gone into a Bojangles because my bad experience in Lanham, where I felt like I was going to be stabbed. So I don't go to Bojangles.
That's because you were going to be stabbed in Lanham.
That's the one I go to. It's on the way to work.
Jesus.
I think Chick-fil-A should be included.
Fine.
It's really not on the way to work. You gotta jump off on an exit and go up like a mile or two.
I think that's on the way.
Wow. That's really out of the way.
That's so good, though.
Oh, my God.
They have a country fried steak biscuit that is amazing. They also have the spicy chicken biscuit, which is good, and Bo-tato rounds, which are, I believe, cooked in animal fat. They're amazing.
First off, what Tony just described, the customer service at the Chick-fil-A is second to none. They'll give you a copy of whatever newspaper they find and deem to be more religious to the right at the time anyway, so you get a free newspaper in the morning.
And more importantly, they're not chintzy with the sauces.
They
will
the
give you as many sauces as you want. Yeah, they don't like gay people. But you know what? When you can get any sauce that you want without a look of disdain or of disgust because you want 25 sauces for your four nuggets, I appreciate that.
We were just talking about breakfast. What kind of sauces are you getting with your breakfast sandwich?
I order sauces regardless of the time of day.
All right. Maybe you need some later. You want to have some barbecue sauce packets in your car. You don't know.
But the best thing about Chick-fil-A is that they pull the wool over the consumer's eyes in a sort of an open air sort of fashion. And that is, it's the same piece of chicken that they're serving for lunch and for dinner. They just put it on a biscuit in the morning. It's the same little chicken nuggets that they're going to use later in the day. They just put them on little tiny little biscuit type of things. But they're delicious nonetheless.
Yeah, no, they're great. Their breakfast is really good.
Chicken in the morning, phenomenal. Phenomenal. And they have the little hash taters.
Yeah. Almost everybody but McDonald's has the little hash taters.
And McDonald's has got that big thing.
It's just a hash brown.
In that greasy, like
it's
paper.
It's a fry sleeve. Yeah.
Fry sleeve.
So good.
The old fry sleeve.
The old. That was my name in high school.
Hey, fry sleeve.
Red Crow and fry sleeve this Thursday.
Red Crow and fry sleeve in the morning.
105.9 The Mountain. Hey, join the Red Crow
next
and
up,
fly.
Some Lita
sleeve.
Ford, kiss me deadly. Okay, so that's breakfast.
That's
what about
breakfast.
Lunches? Let's throw some lunches on. Lunch / dinner.
Now, can I ask this question? Because I really am I'm really intrigued by this. Because I've been starting to eat like salads at lunch, and I know that that's probably not what real men do. But have you had a?
You're the authority on what real men do.
Well, of course I am. Have you had a salad at a fast food restaurant?
When Wendy's started with their fancy salads,
they had the strawberries and the pecans.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
I had the By Mexican the way, taco one. It's not very good, but I had it a number of times.
Pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Okay, Tony, pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
Okay,
pecan.
All right, good. All right, we're all in agreement. So, well, that had
my mom used to pronounce it pecan, which is probably why I can't pronounce words.
Sorry, Tony, I'm peeking in on you.
Oh my God. Where's that song for that? That's that song we should play for the retraction. Let's just retract that little pun.
A retraction! That last pun.
Unacceptable.
Well, did that. So you had a salad at Wendy's that had meat on it?
It was chicken. Just grilled chicken.
Oh, okay.
It was fine.
Not that good, though?
It was fine. It was I think it was $6 for the salad, and it was okay size. But then really, it was like, I could have made a better salad and brought it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is that it's a little too expensive. But anyway, all right, getting into the real sort of lunch piece.
So
what are my choices? Let me write these down.
We'll have the same choices. McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's, Wendy's. We can go with a wild card if you want to throw a wild card as your favorite.
I don't think I've ever had Hardee's. I haven't had Hardee's in a long time.
I mean, their lunches, if I'm going to rank them, I would put Hardee's at probably third.
Now, are we saying lunch and dinner are separate?
They're the same thing. It's the same menu.
So we can say lunch and dinner combined?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead, Don.
I'm going to throw in... Wendy's is number two.
Why are you going in a weird order?
Okay, number one is number one. Number should I go number one first?
All right, let me give you my top five restaurants. Four, Arby's. Number two.
Number one. I think number one is Arby's.
Ah, no way.
I think get a chicken cordon bleu sandwich there. You have to ask for
pretty
it.
Good.
That's a delicious. It's chicken and on a sesame seed. By the way, sesame seed buns is definitely better than any other buns out there. Nice sesame seed bun chicken with some ham on it and some nice, I don't know what kind of sauce it is, but it's delicious. And some curly fries, nothing better.
Okay.
Nothing better. See, I lured you in on that one. You were ready to diss me on that one. I lured you back in.
Well, I still don't think it's number one, but I do like that sandwich. And I do like Arby's because they have a good Jamocha shake.
Yeah. I'll have to say, like, Chick-fil-A number two, Wendy's number three, Burger King four, and McDonald's number five.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Of course.
I would actually put Wendy's as number one. If I just want to go out and have a classy fast food meal, I'm going to go to Wendy's. They have the pretzel bun, which is a good that burger with the pretzel bun is pretty solid. I also love their regular spicy chicken sandwich. Now, their fries are awful, but I'll still eat them. But they have the worst fries. Actually, second worst fries. Burger King has the worst fries.
Burger King has hands down the worst fries ever. I think their fries have gotten better. They went through a phase of just bad fries, but I think their fries
have
gotten
better. But they have the onion ring option, and I love their onion rings.
Well, I'm talking about Wendy's had a fry thing for a while, then they went to the regular cut fries and
yeah,
with the sea salt now. But they're really good to dip into Frosties and eat them with Frosty on it. Absolutely. But yeah, you're right. Burger King, horrible, horrible fries. Always get the onion rings at the Burger King.
So Wendy's would be my number one. Number two, I would put McDonald's. Even though it's very plain, everyone likes McDonald's. You know exactly what you're going to get. No matter where you go for McDonald's, every McDonald's burger tastes the same, but nothing else tastes like a McDonald's burger.
Do Burger King burgers taste the way that they do because they fry them or because they spray them with chemicals?
Well, it's probably a mix of both. They put the grill marks on, but then they just fry them on a grill.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. They don't really broil anything. Right. But Burger King would be fourth, and I would put Hardee's third. Hardee's, the problem with Hardee's, they always try to do the we don't give a crap about health, so they make their burgers so unhealthy that even I won't eat them. So it's like a 2/3 pound burger that has mushrooms and this cheese sauce all over it. It hurts to eat, but it's very good.
Now, you know, in California, because I've been traveling out there a lot, I have not had a chance to, even though I see them. They have, like, the In-N-Out burger, and then they have the White Castle. And is there like a Walla Walla burger or something like that?
I'm sure there's another chain that I won't know, but
something like that.
Sonic is very good, but again, not part of the main group. But I would pick.
I had Sonic for the first time this summer. I wasn't really impressed with the burger that I got.
The thing with Sonic is they have so many choices.
Yeah, too many.
What I don't like about Sonic is you have to wait and they come to your window. Not a fan.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. No. I don't want to have any kind of contact that physical, that close. It has to be just I don't like when I can go to order.
I
want
to talk to a speaker.
I don't like when there's somebody at the window and they take your order.
It's a Unabomber.
That always bothers me. That used to really. McDonald's did that for a while where you have to order to a person. I'm like, I don't want this person knowing.
They did that in Greenbelt. Yeah, it was a Mexican that would come out and it would
take your
order.
I don't want them
to
know how fat I plan to eat today.
They take your order.
That's what it did. It made me not want to buy as much. Normally for breakfast, you get the two sandwiches and then the hash brown and a large coffee. But no, when someone's there taking your order, you're like, I just want just an egg McMuffin.
Toast. Do you have toast? Lightly buttered.
Do you have just some kind of oatmeal I could get? Because I feel like I shouldn't.
Dry oatmeal, maybe a glass of water.
But meanwhile, if it's just a speaker, I'm like, yes, I would like a bacon, egg and cheese biscuit and a sausage egg and cheese biscuit.
But you're going to still have to see the same number of people just at the window.
Yeah, but I don't care. Once I've already made the order, then it's just like embarrassment. Be like, okay, here's my money. Yes, I'm fat. Go on.
Wow. Tony, your rankings.
I put Hardee's last because people that go to Hardee's generally don't have a very high quality education. let's just. When's the last time you saw somebody normal in a Hardee's? You don't see it. Burger King be number four, I guess.
Or was that number three?
Hardee's was four, but you can make them both four.
Yeah, I'll make Burger King number. Actually, I'd probably basically. Burger King is just disgusting.
I got three number ones.
What I like about Burger King is their chicken sandwich, which is not very good. It's a full oval.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite thing.
It's
the
so good.
Kimmy. It's delicious. I don't know what's inside it.
100% processed junk.
I don't care. It's phenomenal.
And the new spicy version, even better.
So good.
The best thing on that sandwich is the lettuce. It's green. It's crisp. It's the freshest thing that's on their menu is the lettuce on that sandwich.
It's a good sandwich.
But that sandwich, it's in no way, shape, or form any shape that you could actually identify.
No, it's an oval.
It's really, it's like Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the best way I could describe it. Long straightaways, really tight turns, but it's absolutely delicious.
Just like the Motor Speedway.
With an onion ring. Oh.
So, sorry, Tony. That was number three. Sorry, was Tony. Burger King. Right. I mean to
my
cut you off.
My number two is Wendy's. Now, here's the problem with Wendy's. You go in. Sometimes you're like, you know what? I can eat more than just a regular burger. Let me get one of these three or four patted burgers. And then you start eating that burger, and you're like, this was a mistake. This is going to come back to haunt me. I need to find a bathroom away from people when I get back to the
What's
office.
What's the most patty burger that you've had at Wendy's?
Three. The triple.
Did I eat that? Or did I have the double?
You got the double.
The double. I think the double's the max that I've had.
The triple's too much. The double's honestly a little too much, but I can eat that. But the triple was like, I ate that and I felt awful. And there's so much grease because it's three layers of everything that the bun just became this soft ball of gross. Yeah, I was not. I do not recommend the triple.
I want to vomit right now. All right, sorry.
So that leaves number one being McDonald's. And again, because of the reasons why Jeremy explained, it's uniform. Regardless of where you go, you can pretty much expect the same quality from one McDonald's to the next. And I believe that the Big Mac is probably the greatest fast food burger ever created.
I'm not sure I've ever had a Big Mac.
I don't like Thousand Island dressing, so I don't like those. That's what the Mac sauce is.
Yeah.
I like at McDonald's, I just get the regular cheeseburger meal, the two cheeseburger meal.
That's delicious.
It's because I love plain McDonald's
cheeseburger or McDouble.
No. Right. Well, the McDouble... That used to be the plan. Get the dollar menu McDoubles. You're like, I'll have four McDoubles, please. But no, that's now I just get the two cheeseburger meal because it's just enough. Like, I like the flavor of the cheeseburger, but it's got enough bread that it fills me up. It's very good. Highly recommend.
When I used to
McDonald's, if you've never been there, I highly recommend it.
What's the name of that place you say?
Sometimes I just talk and I don't even think what I'm saying at all, which is 99% of the time. And that time I like to recommend McDonald's in case you've never heard of it.
Never heard
hey
of
guys,
this place.
If you've never used toilet paper, I'm going to tell you. You should try it. It's
a
nice
toilet than paper, you say?
Just using a rag.
Well, I used to drive out to the Beat Lab to record. It was about a 45-minute drive or an hour drive, so I would always get three McDoubles for the trip out.
Three McDoubles.
It's not that much. Small burgers.
So we've covered the world of burgers.
Yeah.
And sandwiches in general.
Yeah, just fast food in general.
So... of the chicken places, which is your favorite chicken place? Not counting Chick-fil-A because we've already thrown them in the sandwich category. But like, if you're going to go get chicken, pieces of chicken, like fried chicken.
So like a Popeyes, like a KFC.
Popeyes, KFC, Bojangles. I'm going to throw Royal Farms in there because I'm picking it as my number one. So
I'd say Royal Farms is number one, followed by KFC. I like a good bucket of KFC.
I don't like the soft original recipe KFC. I hate the batter.
I don't find it to be too bad.
It makes the entire chicken soft, like the bones are soft. I hate it. I hate KFC.
You know what's... Now, your kids are not at that age yet, but my oldest is 7, and she'll be sitting there eating, like... and I know it's not chicken, but it really anything meat-related. So, like, tacos. We had tacos the other night. And she's like, man, I still have difficulty figuring out that this used to be a cow, and then just starts to continue to eat it. And then I really get mortified, and I just want to vomit that I'm sitting there doing that. And she, like, ruins it for me. So, like, you just ruined chicken for me. You're like, you know, the bone is, and I just want to vomit when you say the bone and
my
the chicken is soft.
My wife won't eat chicken off the bone most of the time because she finds it gross to eat. Just chicken. I mean, she'll eat it, but she's like, I can't. If I think about it, I don't want
to
eat it.
Man, it's funky to have this steak. It used to be a cow, but it's delicious. I just want to vomit.
Well, think about eggs. How gross is that?
I'm going to not eat anymore.
I literally have no problem with it at all.
No, fact, I don't
I can talk about a cow being chopped
I will
up and
stare
eating
a cow
the,
right in the face while I eat that steak. Do not care. Do not care. So, chicken places, I would say Royal Farms, followed by Popeyes, followed by KFC. KFC being the worst. Because I'm like, I'm sure Bojangles and Popeyes are basically the same. I mean, they're
so
not.
So I can't count Bonchon because that's considered upscale.
It is.
That's clearly
nicer.
The leader in chicken. So if I had to go, I'd go with KFC over Popeyes. I don't understand how anybody can eat Popeyes chicken. The only thing worse than Popeyes chicken is Wendy's chicken.
Do they still make chicken? I remember when they used to do it.
They did used to make chicken.
It's very boring. Very boring flavored. Yeah. Not very spicy. Not very good.
I used to like when they partnered with Purdue for a while. Their chicken sandwiches were the best, but then they got away from it. Nah, they're not that good anymore.
I don't remember that time. Yeah, I didn't mark my calendar by who the chicken supplier is
Purdue,
for Wendy's.
Purdue makes a good breast.
Don, that's back when Don used to go to Lita Ford concerts.
What did you say, Tony?
I said that's back when Don used to go to Lita Ford concerts.
Big Lita Ford fan.
Yeah, you know, so I guess what we could do is we could like open up our email for our listeners to send us their responses as to what they think is the best chicken, what their favorite fast food restaurant is. You could tweet it out. You could do whatever you want, but just let's do something interactive with our listeners.
There's no way we get a piece of email on this, but it's a nice thought. It's a nice thought. We can try it on Facebook, see what we get. We'll do a poll. We'll do a great poll. No one ever answers our polls.
I mean, with all the new listeners that we're getting from the Thunder Grunt Podcast Network,
literally
I figured,
tens of listeners.
I mean, we should be able to get somebody to respond.
Power ranking. Pizza chains. Chains only.
Pizza chains, power ranking.
Not local pizza places, because they're clearly better.
National
pizza
chains.
So you're talking
chains.
Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's.
Eating in or carry out?
No, at your house. What, who the hell eats in it at a Domino's?
A Pizza Hut.
No, it just doesn't matter. Carry out for all of it. At your house. You'd go and buy it, pick it up, bring it home.
Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's.
You'd put Pizza Hut first.
I like Pizza Hut. They're making it. They're making it great.
It's me, Don, saying slogans. I would have to go.
I like the pan pizza. I do.
I like Papa John's, but Papa John's. It makes me immediately. I mean, literally, I will eat a piece of pizza and immediately I will have to take a shit every time. It's not like, oh, man, that happens once in a while. I don't know what it is, but it's immediate. And then for the next 2 days, I have the worst gas on earth. So while I like Papa John's, it's not fun to eat. I don't think anyone likes Domino's. That's got to be the third for everybody.
They
right?
are absolutely the best. Domino's used to be the worst. They have gone from the worst to the first. There's no question about it.
Wow. I've not had Domino's in a long time.
A much better quality pizza than Papa John's.
And I forgot that Domino's now does make a deep dish, like a like a pan pizza, and it's absolutely phenomenal. So I'm going to go with Tony. They were my number two. I'm going to bump them up number one. I'm going to make Domino's my
now
number one.
Now I want
one.
Domino's.
Domino's is delicious. I like Domino's. I do not
and
like Papa
John's.
They used
to be terrible.
They did.
They used to be terrible.
I did like the old terrible. I do like terrible pizza. So, like, when you talk about, like, frozen pizza. Like
I love frozen pizza.
Like, but, yeah, I'm talking, like, the Mama Celeste, like, the box.
Totino's Party Pizza.
Stop it.
I could eat three Totino's Party Pizzas.
10 for a dollar.
They're amazing. For a long time, all I ate was that and ramen noodles because that's all I could afford.
Me too.
And I love and the Totino's Party Pizza was an occasion meal. Like, you eat ramen every day, but you're like, oh, it's Friday night? Oh, there's a baseball game I want to watch? I'm gonna heat me up with Totino's.
I had a system going where I'd have one Totino's already made on my plate, another one in the microwave cooking while I was prepping the third.
Oh.
So I would eat the first one, second one was coming out as I was ready to do it, and the third one was in. By the time I had finished the second one, the third one was ready to go.
How are you not 2,000 pounds?
I stopped doing that probably 15 years ago.
Oh no, I did it yesterday. I'm a big fan of the party pizza. Yeah. Now I have to pretend I don't eat that stuff because so instead I found the Wegmans brand. They have like a thin crust brand.
Doesn't it necessarily mean it's healthier.
But it tastes exactly like Totino's, and my wife doesn't give me the eye for it. So I can buy those and I'll eat them, and they're great.
My wife would give me that. That's really why I stopped eating that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, I have to. I'll get a lecture.
If you walk into my house right now, there's one frozen in the freezer right now, a little tiny one. But it was a Supreme. I didn't really like the Supremes, not the band the Supremes.
Oh, I thought you were gonna start singing.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Yeah, I'm alive, why don't you, babe? Ooh. Is that even the Supremes?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Maybe the Pips. We might need a retraction by the end of the
another
day.
Retraction on that, huh?
Oh no.
Well, that's okay. Any other change you can think? Oh, Tony, you didn't.
After Domino's, what was your best after Domino's?
I would go with Papa John's and Pizza Hut. Pizza, I feel sad for that place. I feel like they used to be the dominant choice, and somehow over the years, they never changed up anything. They never tried to make themselves hip or cool, and now it's just you go there for a sad buffet. If they still have the sad buffet, that's where you would go, but it's just not a great place.
Like CC's. That's a sad buffet.
I sort of agree with what you're saying there. I think that they have not modernized themselves yet, but you know who seems to be making a strong comeback is Little Caesars. They're $5 hot and ready.
We went to a kid's birthday party this last weekend, and they had the Little Caesars. I haven't had it in a long time. It actually was much better than I remember. It's still kind of bland, but kids love it. So I can see how they're doing fine.
Yeah. Well, hey. Cheap pizza at a kid's birthday party is maybe some of the best pizza ever.
One last power ranking on this extremely exciting episode of Radio for Winners. Upscale burger chains. So you got Five Guys. Right. You've got, what's the Elevation Burger?
Elevation Burger.
What's Whataburger or Fat Burger? Fat Burger?
Whataburger.
Is it? It's Fat Burger, right? Isn't that the one that's on the Strip in Vegas? It's a Fat Burger.
Yeah.
The same.
Yep.
There's got to be other ones that are like this, though, right? What am I forgetting?
Have you had a Smash Burger?
Yes. The Smash Burger in Rockville is incredible.
I had breakfast at a Smash Burger.
They
and
have breakfast?
So listen, I flew into Philadelphia the day, like 6:30 in the morning. I was starving. And I had to get ready to get one of those little puddle jumper flights from Philly to Baltimore. And there was so I don't know if it's just one of those, you know, special airport things that they happen to be open, like they have to serve breakfast.
Right.
It was amazing.
Now I've got to find.
It was amazing.
I got to see if the one in Rockville has breakfast, because I think their burger is by far one of the best.
That's the first time I've ever eaten there, and I was like, "Wow, I don't think I've ever heard of this place." But the breakfast sandwich that I had was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So I've never had a burger there. So I'll have to. Is that a new? It's a new thing around here.
I'd never had been to one until we moved my office to Chevy Chase, and there's one nearby there in Rockville. It's very good. It's excellent. I would put that as number one. Number two, Elevation
another,
Burger.
Well, another burger place I would add to this list is, I think it's called BT Burger Joint.
Oh, yeah, BGR.
BGR, sorry, yeah.
I used to love BGR because there's one in Columbia my wife and I would go to, and they do a monthly burger. And so the monthly burger made it interesting because they would have a, you know, one month it's like, oh, it's a spicy burger. And then around Thanksgiving, it's a turkey burger that has cranberry sauce and stuffing on it. It's incredible. So for the weird burgers, I like it. But I still think if I just want to go out and get a burger that tastes like a regular burger, I totally forgot about Smash Burger. Smash Burger number one. Elevation Burger, their burger is great, so I'm putting it as number two. The only reason they aren't number one is their fries are the worst on earth.
I like their fries.
Their fries are awful. They have no flavor. They're soggy. They're like McDonald's fries if you just left them in water. They're vile.
I like a lot of salt. There's a lot of salt on there.
They're the worst fries.
You'd put Elevation Burger ahead of Five Guys?
Yes. The Five Guys fries are incredible, but the regular burger, I find it very plain.
See, I think I find the burger at Five Guys better than the burger at Elevation Burger, but for some reason I feel that it's healthier to eat at Elevation Burger than to eat at Five Guys.
Well, that's their thing. They try to push it's all organic, but you're still eating a burger. So you're eating organic cheese that's clogging your heart.
Because it's still as greasy as any other burger that I've ever eaten.
No, I think the flavor of it is amazing. But make sure if you get mustard there, you don't get the balsamic mustard because it tastes like buttholes. You don't want it.
Wow.
And then I would put Fat Burger because it was okay. After Five Guys.
I do like the soda machines now that you go in there and like you can pick your own little flavors like a computer screen and you can like mix and add like that.
Yeah. So you can make suicides.
Yeah. Wow. What's wrong with you?
Remember that's what they call it?
I called it blood soda.
I would have two. I'd have Elevation Burger and Fat Burger. I couldn't disagree with you more, Jeremy, on Elevation Burger. The organic thing, we get it. Yeah, but the burger's boring. It's not good. It's overpriced.
No, it's good.
A terrible, terrible burger, and the fries suck ass.
The fries are awful. I said that.
Fat Burger, great name. Doesn't live up.
On next week's episode of Siskel and Ebert.
Fat Siskel.
So that leaves three burger places left. You got Five Guys, Smash Burger, and BGR. Smash Burger, I like. I would put it, though, probably in third place. Second place, you know, with BGR. I like Burger Joint. A little bit pricey, but I like
the
burgers.
It's way pricey. It's like a $13 burger.
Number one, still Five Guys. Best burger around. Anybody that challenges that is wrong. They don't believe
fair.
In Jesus. They don't believe
they're not educated,
hope.
And they eat at Hardee's.
They don't care about freedom.
Have you had, just out of curiosity, have you been to Bobby Flay's?
No. But I do want to go to what's the other dude with the spiky hair that looks like a troll? what's his name?
Guy Fieri.
I want to go to Guy Fieri's restaurant in the Horseshoe Casino. I've got to go.
Oh, he's got that one in Horseshoe?
Oh yeah, I'm going.
The one
month.
That he opened up in either in Vegas or New York had horrible, horrible reviews. He actually had to shut it down. So
sure, it was New York.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, yeah. I mean, Bobby Flay's is pretty good.
I have not. I've been to that casino that has it, but I have not eaten there.
They have one in College Park, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't go to College Park that often anymore, though.
Oh, sorry.
One more. I did forget about this.
Oh, crap.
Burrito chains / upscale Mexican chains.
So what are you talking about? You've got your Chipotle. You've got your Baja Fresh.
Your Baja Fresh. Your Qdoba.
Qdoba.
Have you been to Cafe Rio?
No.
Cafe Rio is very, very good. I'm going to put that as number one, is Cafe Rio. There's one that opened in the Annapolis Mall. It is incredible.
I'm going to go with my number one being Qdoba, because they have the option of queso.
Diablo sauce.
They have the queso that you can put onto your burrito. But if Chipotle were to introduce the queso, I would switch my choice to Chipotle.
Worst one? California tortilla. Yeah. Miserable. Awful. Yeah. Burrito.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Just the worst.
Yep. That's horrible.
Tony, you have any?
You know, I pretty much agree with you guys. I still push Chipotle as number one. Baja Fresh is the number two. Although I think Baja Fresh is the incident that I had where I had the Ultimo burrito and then I shit my pants running up my apartment stairs. So I'm gonna have to say they are probably last place.
That's a good burrito,
because I fully emptied out I fully evacuated. Running up steps full speed. So that's a painful memory. That was something that's not going to go away.
I'm not laughing at you.
Well, that's the best way to end a food-related episode of Radio for Winners. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the show.
The next three singers,
and now,
are aptly named
for you, Don.
In the field of popular music, they're really supreme.
The Supremes?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Supremes.
Why don't you, babe? What song is it?
Didn't realize this was live. That's my mistake.
So now I gotta.
There's a 20-minute intro.
Build up.
Yeah. You wanna talk it up, Connie? NYCR, your hottest. Here's a Supreme with Wolfman Jack. Keep hanging on there, running up those steps, Tony. Keep hanging on.
See you next week.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.